Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station.
I am Beta.
And this is Mustafa. There are so many things out there, I think, that, you know, today's youth is involved in. And you would probably know better than I do, because I'm not that far away from, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. And
I do follow, you know, things that are going on. But, you know, what are things today that are really important to youth, or that they're really attracted towards, they're really involved in? You know, what's going on these days? You tell me.
I believe social media is the biggest interest of the youth generation, because it's interesting. And it's entertaining. It's something that you don't get bored of. And whenever I go through writing Instagram, I scroll up the posts and the reels, it's like there is no end for this pleasure, you know? And the speed of the changes and the speed of the, alteration of people. For example, there are some posts that, for example, there was a photo of 20 years ago and the photo after 20 years. And these are interesting for my brain because there is a specific speed of these kind of changes and alterations. Which is destructive, because I get used to the speed and I'm interested to be speedy, but good things take time.
Yeah, I would say, you know, and by the way, it's not only youth that in social media, like my parents, even like my wife's parents are visiting these days.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of time on their phones, you know, going on YouTube and things. So it's not just young people, by the way.
Same for my grandparents here.
Right. And they get all sorts of wrong news, by the way, like from random YouTube channels. But anyway, you're right. I think social media is definitely one of those things. And connected to that, by the way, I think would be artificial intelligence, AI.
Yeah.
Are you seeing people, a lot of young people, you know, using AI tools or interested in that?
Me, myself.
Yeah.
I'm using AI for,
what do you use it for?
My assignment or making PowerPoints presentations and something like that, you know, because I don't want to waste my time whenever I can have the best form of whatever I want. And this AI actually is another interest of the youth generation, I believe, specifically the one that you can ask questions and the AI will answer these questions, because it's really interesting to challenge artificial intelligence, for example, about the emotions of human beings. And mostly the information of AI is not enough to answer these kind of complicated questions.
I've used AI for you know, writing and like work stuff, studying, because it's really good, for example, for getting answers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of times, like, teachers will give us like a list of questions, by the way, in Persian. I say, hey, take these questions and give me the answers in English. Okay, so it's like, it's very, very good to sort of help even study or be productive.
Cigarette, tobacco, alcohol, and all of these things which were seriously detrimental to the process and function of brain. And I don't know why is it becoming the interest of this generation, but at least as a candidate of this generation, I try to avoid these kind of things.
Well, obviously you need to listen to the other episode where we talked about dopamine hits, right?
Yeah.
Addiction is very much directly correlated to dopamine.
Exactly. Right?
Apart from cigarettes, I mean, you see a lot of people using, you know, vaporizers these days.
Yeah.
You know, vapes. So those are definitely things, I think, that attract youth. It's only, unfortunately, only part of, I think part of it is really normal, in the sense that that's what a lot of young people do, right? They don't really care as much about self-harm. Because I remember when I was like maybe in my early 20s, you know, I didn't really care about a lot of things that were maybe causing me self-harm, things like smoking or, but now I realize that, you know, why those things caused harm. What happens with, by the cigarette that you brought up, or vapes, is that it's not easy to let go of, right?
Yeah.
It's really, and I see a lot of people my age nowadays are a little bit older than me. It's almost impossible for them to let go of cigarettes or these kind of things. So, you know, things that you like right now, they're going to become habits, and a part of your life as you're older.
Exactly. Right? You mentioned a really important key role of our discussion, that your interests will become your habits, and these habits might be destructive for your future. So let's talk about these habits after a break.
Sure. Right, so we're back from the break, and we've been discussing, you know, what are some things that are prevalent among youth today, right? What are things that exactly. They really love or like these days?
And we were supposed to talk about the habits,
right?
The habitual routine of our day-to-day life. For example, you know, to some extent, you want to, for example, smoke a cigarette because it's cool, because you are having fun. And if you ask most of the youth generations that are smoking cigarette, why are you smoking cigarette? They only tell you that because it's fun. And right. After a long time, the answer will become because it's addiction, because I cannot let go. And this is so sad that you are choosing your lifestyle. And the one thing that I want to emphasize in this part is that putting aside interest, we have to have the best lifestyle. And in order to make this, sometimes you're not interested in, for example, going for sport at the, I don't know, like 6 o'clock in the morning. It's so difficult. And good right. things are difficult. And the thing is, you can make use of that habit thing that you mentioned. For example, you can make studying a habit for yourself. You can have a specific place in order to study. And when you get used to the place, when you sit on that chair, the motivation for you to study like a habit will actually have its own flow into your veins. And this is interesting.
And, you know, one of the positive things that I see youth that are today that are like being attracted to is actually exercise.
Yeah.
And that is really good. You know, I think my parents' generation was not so much into exercise as much as we see, for example, today's youth.
I do agree, yeah.
So it's the same thing, you know, like if you continue exercising now, it's going to help you in your old age, right? It's helped me a lot because I've been exercising for the past 20, 25 years. So I have a lot less body pains. I have a lot less disease. I have a lot, you know, so much.
I know.
Right. So it helps you so much develop those habits right now. I think one of the negative things that we're seeing in youth today, which has always been there, is so much attraction towards entertainment and TV shows. And unfortunately, I think entertainment today has so many elements which are forbidden in our religion these days,
yeah.
right? And I don't know, like, how openly I can talk about this, but, you know, we're seeing the involvement in, like, forbidden entertainment. It's reaching, like, levels of, like, mental illnesses.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right? To the point where we're seeing 7 or 8-year-old kids or 9-year-old kids being addicted to like adult movies and like, you know, those kind of things. So you can imagine what kind of an impact that was going to have, like as you grow up and as you get married and as you kind of continue with your life. It's becoming very difficult.
Yeah, it's becoming a challenge for sure, that we're seeing this entertainment is the main goal of our life. The dopamine that you mentioned is becoming the goal. And we are looking for more joy. We're looking for more pleasure. And we're not thinking about the consequences. After the experience of the pleasure, we may think about the consequence of that, which is a big challenge. Because I believe we are so much focused on what is interesting, what we love, what is good. You know, sometimes you have to go through pain. This is life, and it's not supposed to be easy.
I think one of the things that youth don't like these days is too many rules and regulations, right?
Yeah.
I think this has always been the case, by the way.
Limitations, maybe.
Yeah, limitations. And I think now that I'm a little bit older, I realize that without limitations, there's actually no way for you to really grow. Okay? What do I mean by that? So, for example, if you take, like, let's say you take anything in this world, like, say take a tree, right? In order for a tree to grow, it requires, you know, we all know what it requires. It requires light, it requires soil.
Yeah.
But if you don't provide the right environment, the right limits, you know, let's say the temperature is too high, the temperature is too cold, that tree's never going to be able to grow. So you need limits in everything for it, or in order for it to sort of reach its perfection or its potential, right?
Yeah.
It's the same with human beings.
Right? It is. Right? So let's have my point of view about these limitations and your generation after a short break.
Okay.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back to your listeners. This is Youth Station. So brought there up to now, we talked about the interest of the youth generation and the detrimental interest that will lead to bad habits in the future. And it's about consequences of our health and both physical and spiritual impact of the things that we are doing nowadays. And we opened the door to this topic that what do we detest?
Yeah, I was just saying that we detest limitations, right? And that's a big part of being a youth. I remember myself, I didn't like my parents like telling me what to do all the time or what other people were saying. But I'm just saying now I realize that in order to like reach our potential, we need those limitations. And I think I mentioned this maybe in some other episodes as well. Like if you want to become like the best at anything, you're going to have like a disciplined and limited life, right?
Exactly.
If you want to have like the best like physical body, then you're going to have to like limit what you're eating, for example. If you want to have the... You know, you want to be the best doctor in the world, you're going to have to spend time studying and you're going to have to sacrifice a lot of other things, right? So you shouldn't detest limitations. You should realize that they're actually a way for you to like growth. And you mentioned pain, right? We know there's the famous no pain, no gain, right?
You heard this English.
So yeah, without pain, there's no gain.
And, you know, I believe that restriction and limitation is an opportunity for you to grow. As you mentioned, it's a really important process to be organized, to have priorities. Priority is one of the things that our youth generation is trying to run away from. And, you know, they feel like if they keep themselves in a state of denial, for example, I have a lot of time to do that. No, it's not like that. Your time is limited, believe me. And till the moment that you keep and you put yourself in the state of denial of your limitations, you cannot grow.
Not only that, we're living in very, very competitive societies, by the way, right? If you're not doing the work, some other youth or someone other is doing it. And you're going to be left behind while that person is going to like move forward, right? Like a very good example that one of my teachers gave is that, you know, today's... you can specialize in so many different things, right?
Like, yeah.
And he said, like, today knowledge is very much like, imagine like the sun, there's sunlight, which is everywhere, right? But once you get a magnifying glass, right, that sunlight gets concentrated and can put a, you know, it can create a fire.
Exactly.
Right? So in the same way, like you should specialize in something so you can create fire, you know, in that field. But specialization requires a lot of hard work. It requires studying. It requires those limitations.
Yeah.
So you're in a competitive environment. If you're not focusing on what you're trying to do, you're not going to make it because someone else will beat you to it.
Allah Almighty, He is the creator of this body. He knows better than anyone in this world what kind of dark desires are in your soul. And even we have this beautiful verse of Holy Quran that Allah Almighty is nearer to you than your jugular vein. And this is so beautiful. It means that Allah Almighty knows you, know all the difficulty you're facing. And sometimes you have to sacrifice your interests in order to have the satisfaction of Allah Almighty.
You made a very good point. And that's, I would say, we see this maybe less among you today that are attracted towards spirituality or kind of religious things. But, you know, those youth that are attracted towards those things, examples of those, I would say, look at the people that are right now that you consider to be pious and good people.
Yeah.
They were pious and good people when they were in their youth, right? That's why they've turned to as they're older.
Exactly.
So the more you develop yourself during the youth, the better you will be as you're older. And I believe that's all the time we have for this episode.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So please join us again. Alaykum assalam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that, inshallah, in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillahi
Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Allah. 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 Allah, Allah, Allah.